Young in the USA.
Hi, I'm Colin Reeves from YVA Radio. I've interviewed 4 young people to find out what it's really like to be young in the USA today. This is the portrait of Lee Jordan, 15, who is also a reporter for YVA. Lee lives in a small apartment in Boise, Idaho, with her mother and sister. She sees her life as typical of a young person in the USA today because, as she says, she goes to school and gets to go out with her friends. She gets a reasonable amount of pocket money. They don't have a lot of money, but the way they live is quite comfortable compared to people in other parts of the world. Lee is very close to her mom and sister. They go on family outings, spend birthdays and Christmas together, and she can talk to them about anything. Her parents are divorced, but her father also lives in Boise, and she and her sister visit him regularly. She goes out a lot with her friends, which she sees as one of the reasons for her less-than-perfect diet. She says that she probably doesn't eat as healthily as she should because she's always out. Lee has had a very religious upbringing. She says that as she's got older, her parents let her believe whatever she wants to believe. She does believe in God and sometimes goes to church on Sunday with her mom, but she doesn't think she needs to go to church all the time. She thinks you can be religious in your own way. Lee walks her dog Lucy almost every day and attends Latin American dance classes with friends at the community hall every Friday night. And she enjoys making reports for YVA Radio. She thinks this is really great fun. A lot of work, too, but worth it. Lee thinks her experience of being mixed race has given her a unique perspective on life. She has always had both black and white people influencing her life. She thinks that's brought her up better because she has been able to see different communities and the different ways people interact. Lee has unusual professional plans for a girl. She wants to become a mechanic and then work for the traffic police. Thanks to Lee for letting me interview her.